Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." Jesus replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life doesn't consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I don't have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. Then I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus it will be for the one who stores up for himself treasure, but is not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord. It's a huge contrast in today's Gospel between two types of inheritance, between two types of treasure. Two things that we seek, one that's incredibly popular today and one that's rarer. It's very important for us to enter on into the scene, because the popular one is the way of fools, and the unpopular one, the one that Jesus indicates, is the path to heaven. But we need to make a choice about where we're going to place our heart, what treasure we're seeking, and what treasure we're trying to pass on. This question that this anonymous person from the crowd shouted out to Jesus is still a very current one. "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." This man was treating Jesus as if he had come down from heaven to earth to settle disputes about mammon, rather than to enrich us with a treasure that moths can't destroy or rust corrode or the IRS can't tax. He didn't really even know who Jesus was because he was so focused on money. St. Paul told us that the love of money is the root of all evil. It's the source of every sin, acquisitiveness. And we know when Jesus told a parable about sin and forgiveness, where it all started. His most famous parable, it started with a son's not wanting to wait even for his dad to croak in order to get his inheritance. "Give me now what will come to me when you die." It's a sign of every sin that we start to put things or possessions above others, including family members whom we're supposed to love. So Jesus wanted to get just to the heart, right to the heart of this. But again, it's a very current question. There have been a handful of things that have really shocked me over the course of my priesthood. But one of them is how many people on the outside, really good Catholics, who have come to me over the course of the 15 years asking me to do exactly what this man was asking Jesus to do. First time they've ever made an appointment with me, I think that they might be wanting to talk about something that's going to help them to get to God. But they say, "Father, you're really smart. Listen, here's the situation. My brother's the executor of my parents' will, and he's not giving a fair square to all the kids. What advice would you be able to give me so that I can tell my brother how to share that fairly?" I remember one case in which a person came to see me. The parents had died. The kids were trying to figure out what to do with the paternal home. There was one of the children there in the home with her family, And the person who came to see me was to look for the best way to tell her to move out so that they could sell the house and they could all take their share of the money. Even my own family, we had a great uncle who died who was very generous, who a cousin, one of my cousins, one of his nieces, was the backup executor. And in it, she tried to take all the money for herself, precisely so that she could have it, basically inviting all the other cousins in an extended family to take her to probate court. And I had to convince all my cousins, don't do it. It's not worth it. It is not worth it. So often these inheritance disputes divide families for decades, and it's all just about greed. If there's one family member who wants to choke on that greed, let's not let that cancer metastasize all throughout a family. It ain't worth it. Especially when we're talking about stuff we don't really need. If we're surviving now, we don't need an inheritance. Might come in handy, we might enjoy it, but we don't need it. So often, we focus as if we do. So Jesus gives us a principle today, which is very important for us never to forget. To take care to guard against all greed. He knew exactly what that request coming from the man for Jesus' advice and Jesus' assistance with the inheritance dispute was all about. Greed, poor and simple. Take care to guard against greed in all its forms. For one's life doesn't consist in possessions. But a lot of the times we think it does. Then Jesus gives a powerful parable about this rich fool who had a bountiful harvest. He didn't know what he was going to do with all his grain. It was going to take up all his barns. Just think about that for a second. All his barns were going to be full. But he still had more grain. What am I going to do? He said. It never even crossed his mind that there were people hungry out there. Here's what I'll do, he said. I'll tear down these good full barns and I'll build larger ones. We might think, hey, we're not farmers. We don't have barns. We don't have to worry about building bigger grain silos. Just drive around Fall River. Fall River's not a particularly wealthy place, you know that. But what's springing up like crazy, taking up more and more real estate? Ancient mills, new strip malls, of storage bins. We can't even store all the stuff in our own homes, but rather than giving it away to the poor, rather than giving it away to the St. Vincent de Paul Society for families that might need it, we just store it. And the biggest type of grain bin today is it doesn't take up physical space. It just occupies more and more of our heart. It's financial portfolios. People continue to see if their bank accounts are growing or if their stocks are growing or if their IRAs are growing. Building bigger and bigger portfolios. And none of it we can take when we go. Jesus said at the very end of this passage, what happens? This man says to himself, notice his egocentrism. Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat and drink and be merry. Wasn't thinking about others having nothing. And Jesus said, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded. And to whom will these things go? There are no U-Hauls following hearses, as people say. We can't take it when we go. The only thing we can take with us is what we put into the hands of the poor. Are we going to be foolish or are we going to be wise? Jesus punctuates this entire lesson today saying, thus it will be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God. So many are continuing, even to the very end, to store up treasure for themselves. I remember going to anoint somebody once, and he was there with his glasses on and holding some pieces of paper, and I was wondering what it was. It was the newspaper reading the stock market. To the very end, How sad that is. But a lot of the times, even though we're not necessarily trying to grow at the very end, we're thinking far more about the legacy of material goods that we're going to pass on to others rather than on the more important spiritual legacy. And that legacy, Jesus says, is to be rich in what matters to God. So how do we become rich in what matters to God? What is that riches? The richness is fundamentally God. That's our wealth. St. Paul describes it in today's first reading. He said, God, who is rich in mercy, he wants to make us rich in that mercy, who is God. Because of the great love he had for us, brought us to life with Christ, raised us up with him, seated us with him in the heavens, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. This is what we're supposed to be greedy for. We're supposed to be greedy, avaricious, in opening ourselves up to God's riches, so that having received those riches, we then can become rich in mercy and start to share that wealth with a world that needs it. St. Paul of the Cross, whom we celebrate today, was somebody who sought this wealth. He was the one who let go everything else in order to become a religious. And he spent his life meditating on the wealth of Jesus upon the cross. He recognized that it was here that God was giving us all the great riches of the world, the richness of his merciful love, but the riches of so many graces. And it's when we treasure this that we start to grow in what matters to God. Psalm 16 is one of my favorite psalms. We sing it often at Mass. The refrain is, you are my inheritance, O Lord. You, Lord, are my inheritance. You are my portion and my cup. With you, my inheritance is fair. It's beautiful. It's exactly what I want. Today's a day in which the Lord's asking us to choose between two types of wealth. The huge grain bins or the storage bins or the stock portfolios over here. Where the cross and the body and blood given to us from that cross over here. Let us ask through St. Paul of the Cross's intercession to choose the true wealth so that in this world and the next, God will show us on the inside the immeasurable riches of his grace and his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.